San Francisco Chronicle reporting Oakland Police Union has rebuffed an attempt to defer annual pay raises this time around as the city deals with its budget. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what's their argument here?
Well, let me give you a little background on this. Oakland, as you know, is facing some severe financial problems, not the least of which is a $54 million deficit currently. They still have a $54 million hole they have to fill. Next year, they're going to probably face $140 million unless they turn some things around. So they're hurting for money. And so they're in negotiations with a number of the unions, the city worker unions, about, you know, pay and such going on. Those negotiations are ongoing right now. Police and fire already have their contracts, and they get a 3% pay raise. And so the Oakland city administrator, in the hopes of saving some money, said, why don't you guys and gals, you know, agree to defer your 3% pay raise for a year? And, you know, then we'll make it up to you. Well, the Oakland Police Officers Association took a look at that and sent back and said, okay, suppose we do that. What's the guarantee that we're going to get paid back? And the city said, well, the plan is for us to go to the voters and ask them to approve yet another tax hike in order to pay for this. And at that point, the union said, and what's plan B if the voters say no? And that isn't one. And so they're saying, no, we're not going to be giving up our raises right now until you can guarantee us that we're going to get paid down the line. And Oakland doesn't have a way to do that right now. It's very Oakland.
Well, can you blame them? I mean,
okay, look, this is a tough on a couple of fronts. First off, Oakland and the police departments, you know, are under a because of the overtime costs that they are driving up. And a lot of people say, hey, they can afford this. They're making hundreds of thousands of dollars in overtime. They can sit back on this. The other thing is the police turn around and say, hey, we are so chronically understaffed that we have no choice but to work the overtime. And if we aren't working the overtime, you're really going to be ticked off. So what's it going to be? And so this goes back and forth. So, yeah, here's the other part of it, is at the same time that Oakland is asking its police to defer its raises, they're also trying to recruit more police. So it would be like if you
tough
were looking
sell.
And saying, yeah, what tough sell? Let me get this straight. If I come to work for you, I may or may not get paid my rate. I might what? It's a tough sell. It makes it all the more harder. And I've seen this in the past. I think you have too. In Oakland, there were a time when they were even laying off cops. So it's a tough sell at a tough time on many fronts. It's a tough sell for the politicians to try to sell to people that the police aren't getting preferential treatment or getting paid a lot more. It's a tough sell for incoming Mayor Barbara Lee because she's got to try to figure all this out. And it's not going to be easy. And it's going to be real interesting because so far as my sources tell me, she's yet to meet with the Oakland Police Officers Association about any of this stuff. And that is not exactly a charming way to start things off either.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer.